Schneider, derp de derp. Derp de derpity derpy derp. Until one day, a derp a derp a derp a derp. Derp de derp, da teedly toe. From the creators of Derp and Tump to Teedly Dumpy Derp, Rob Schneider is da derp de derp da teedly derpy derpy derp. Rated PG-13.
And welcome to the Deuce. I'm Brad.
And I'm sorry.
Why are you sorry?
For this movie.
No, you're Jeremy.
I'm Jeremy.
Welcome to the Deuce. This is episode 22. We made it to 2-2 Deuce.
Yep, this is our double Deuce episode. So in honor of the double Deuce, we are reviewing Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo.
You're the one that said you wanted to do this one.
I thought it would be a good idea.
When we laid out like a plan of like, okay, well, let's do up to 22, right?
Yeah.
Because a 2-2 deuce, that's funny. You were like, what should we do for number 22?
Yeah, I was like, it's our double deuce.
And so you're like, let's do Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo.
Well, we had gone through like a list of...
And I was like, yeah, sure.
We had gone through a list of sequels. We were like, no. And then all of a sudden it just was like, hey, we could do it here. Because we said we would review... It didn't matter if it was bad or good or whatever. We would review it all the same and try to find the best parts of the movie. So
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Our name is The Deuce.
Right.
For our 22nd episode to be Deuce
right.
Bigelow, European Gigolo.
No, all in all, I'm glad we stuck with that plan. I'd feel like we cheated if we didn't.
Oh, we could have cheated. That's fine. This is when, like, it's, you don't cheat in, like, playing games like Battleship. Like, I cheated all the time.
What was that hand motion?
I was cheating in Battleship with my sisters because it was not electronic Battleship. It was regular Battleship, but I don't want to get into that.
I'm sure your sisters probably do.
No, I know.
They probably want you to be...
I think they want us to drop the deuce on Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo.
They probably do.
No, they don't. They don't even want us to do this.
All right, well, why don't we get started?
They're like, you're not invited to Thanksgiving and Easter.
You've been excommunicated from the family.
why don't we get started?
Yeah.
This movie you could stream if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all I'm saying.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to be nice on that one.
Yep.
And
if you really wanted to find it, you could.
This is a sequel, obviously, to Deuce Bigelow, American Gigolo.
Deuce Bigelow...
Whatever, Gigolo?
Yeah, God, why can't
I
think of
the whole
name?
Wow, I can't remember the first one. Deuce Bigelow, male Gigolo.
Yeah.
It's just male Gigolo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all it is. Wow. This is Rob Schneider.
Yep.
Eddie Griffin.
Yep.
And those are two about the main stars. Those are the two big main names in this
Yes.
movie. Would you say? Shot in Holland.
Mm-hmm.
Entirely in Holland,
yeah.
For the most part, I think some shots were in Spain,
yeah.
But for the most part,
yeah, everything shot in Europe,
yeah.
And so,
Rob Schneider wanted to take a European vacation, and he wanted his friend Adam
Sandler
to, fork off the money for it, probably. That's my guess.
Well, okay, so this, and the director written
by Rob Schneider.
Of course it was.
Directed by a guy named Mike Bigelow.
Yeah,
which I've not find much on IMDb, so I don't know if it's fake, but I did find a picture.
You did?
Yeah.
But he hasn't directed anything else?
It didn't say he directed anything else.
I'm going to guess that it's a pseudonym for somebody.
For Rob Schneider.
Probably.
Jesus. Okay. Why don't we drop the deuce on this one?
Will do.
22,
episode 22, the double deuce.
I'm happy that we got here, and you're right. Like, we would have cheated if we didn't do this movie.
Yeah, I'd have felt bad. So our original plan, like our original thought was, ooh, we could see what the first sequel was, and we could do it for this one. And that's when we found out it was Rise of a Nation.
Which is a sequel of Birth of a Nation.
Fall of a Nation, that's what it is. Yeah, the sequel to Birth of a Nation.
Fall of a Nation.
Yeah, so it was like... I mean, so what horrible movies, but also very impactful movies, but just very, very racist. Like, these are movies that, even for their day, like, white people and black people both were like, we both hate this together. And we're very outspoken against it. So, I mean, culturally, there's a big impact to Birth of a Nation and its sequel, but nothing we necessarily wanted to cover, so...
So we decided to do Bigelow European Gigolo instead.
Which is nearly...
about the same.
Yeah, it has just as much racism in it, plus a few other things thrown in there for good measure. So, good times.
Now, before we drop the deuce on this, just to, like, if you are listening to this, I just want to put, like, a caution out there. We are probably going to be saying some things, and it's not us. It's we're describing the movie. So we are probably going to say some things that aren't, I would say, work or family appropriate.
Yeah, so this will probably be more explicit than our typical episodes are. So just as a heads up to everybody.
Which is crazy, because we did a sequel about terrorism called Patriot Games.
Well, yeah, but there's nothing. What's explicit about that?
Well, I'm just saying, like, there's all these topics.
But the terrorists had a lot of tact. Like, this movie doesn't have that. So.
Yeah, there you go. So I think it's time to drop the deuce on this.
Let's do it. Okay. So we keep saying we're going to start, and we are dragging our feet. So I'm just going to go. Okay,
pull it off like a Band-Aid.
Oh, God. So we open on a castle. So inside we see this gigolo who wakes up with, like, some sort of rich heiress or something like that. This, like, lavish room, an attractive woman. And he gets up and this, like, you know, chiseled, well-toned ass. And it says on here.
It's freeze frame.
Yeah, freeze frames on it. It says, this is not Rob Schneider's ass.
Which, like, we didn't need to be told that.
No.
We know that that's not Rob Schneider's ass.
No, it doesn't look like some sort of hobbit ass. Covered in a thick coat of fur.
Mr. Frodo!
With Adam Sandler's face tattooed on it. Oh, so we God. Knew it wasn't Rob Schneider. So right as the gigolo is standing there, the woman comes up behind him and goes, oh, like her husband starts pulling up. She goes, my husband's home. She thanks him for last night, gives him a bunch of money. And we see, like, this guy as he's trying to...
Don't gigolos get paid before they do this?
I think it just depends. Like, some people should probably
in
get their
Europe,
money up front.
They do it differently.
Well, I think that he's classy enough. He got it afterwards.
Yeah, he's classy already.
Rob Schneider might want to get his money up front.
I think he did with this movie.
They didn't get paid in money. Are you kidding me?
What did he get paid in? Corn nuts?
Toilet French fries?
Okay, go ahead.
So you see the husband walking through their castle or their sprawling mansion, and of course the gigolo, to get away, he leaps over a balcony and lands very, like, agile with great agility, lands on the foyer.
This guy's suave.
And the maid, he's almost like a spy, and the maid comes up, and the maid also thanks him for last night and gives him some money. And then he gets in his, like, red sports car and starts peeling away down the drive. Mm-hmm. And he gets to the front gate, and the guard is there. And the guard also thanks him for last night. And then, of course, he peels out and takes off. And you see him kind of do, like, the guard, of course, is giving him a little wavy wave to him. So, and, of course, he leaves to... since we're in Europe, it's only appropriate that we have a song, a needle drop from the All-American Rejects.
Go ahead.
So we have a song from the All-American Rejects, Dirty Little Secret.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's very awkward in this, so...
Well, it's awkward anyway, because it's just an awkward song, let alone drop it in this movie.
It might fit in a different movie, but in this one, it's extremely awkward. So, The man stops for a train that's getting ready to come by, and a truck comes up behind him and starts pushing his car out onto starts pushing his car out onto the train tracks. And while it's doing that, of course, the guy is struggling to get out or trying to stop. Apparently, his doors have stopped working at this point. I don't quite understand that, but right before getting hit by the train, he flails his hands around and lets out a high-pitched squeal, and then gets hit.
And gets hit. So there is a gigolo killer, a gigolo serial killer, on the loose.
Yeah.
We suppose.
Yeah. Somebody's killed a gigolo.
Yeah. But this isn't the first gigolo that's died. But we'll get more of that later.
So we cut to a report.
If you're a serial killer, I'm going to assume, why not go for the gigolos? And why, start with the gigolos. Then go with the juggalos. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Why don't go with them next?
That's the sequel. Bruce, can't say it. Deuce Bigalow, American Juggalo.
No, okay.
So we cut to a reporter at Beach who is setting up a terrible gag about the blind getting their first chance to swim with the dolphins like they've always wanted to. And so they cut to Deuce over on the beach developing a device to prevent dolphins and whales. Cetaceans is what they're called, from getting beached. It's supposed to send them away. Of course, the kid he's explaining it to calls him a man whore. And he said, hey, I stopped man whoring when I met my wife. Then the other kid, who calls him a she bitch, I believe, says that his mom said that his wife was killed.
Was that after She-Ra? Was it He-Man, She-Ra, She-Bitch?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
And He-Horror and all
I
that.
Had those Hasbro toys.
She-Bitch?
Yes. Mm. Yeah, but that was later on when I was older.
so he said, the kid points out that I heard your wife was killed while you were feeding the sharks. And he said, well, actually, he was feeding lettuce to turtles and didn't know there was meat sauce on the lettuce, which makes no sense to me. I just thought it was a very odd line. Yeah. So,
well, this whole, we've now made fun of women. We've made fun of blind people.
Correct.
And we've made fun of dolphins. Not that there are a lot of dolphins watching this movie, but... You know.
Well, there could be. You never know.
So we're just checkmarking off lists of people we're offending. I mean, we're going all out in this movie.
Oh, yeah. Then he... What was it? The kid again calls him a he-bitch. And... calls him a he-bitch and runs away with his device. It activates and sends the dolphins who are with the blind people into a frenzy. Of course, they start biting the blind people and dragging them all over, like hitting them into buoys and stuff like that.
Now, I've not seen the first movie. Like, I've seen bits and pieces of it. I remember watching clips or whatever. People would talk about it.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was a fish expert.
Yeah. Well, and he had like a...
That was his job before?
He would set up people's...
Marine biologist or something?
No, he set up people's aquariums for them, like fish tanks and stuff. Which was how he met the guy who got him started into the man-whoring.
Yeah, just like, how did... Oh, yeah, why don't you become one of my gigolos? You know, like, well, I don't know how that...
I don't think it was... He didn't do it for TJ, it was for Oded Fair's character.
Oh, okay.
But he... he set up like a big fish tank for him, and he had to like man whore to get the money to get it fixed. So later at home, Deuce is talking to a shrine to Kate, which was his wife, which included her prosthetic leg. He tells her they're close to getting his device to work and that he misses her, and there are pictures with her and sometimes just Deuce with the leg. And apparently he vacations with the fake leg.
Well, she brings the leg to Holland with him.
Well, yeah, later he does. Yeah.
So she dies of a shark attack, right?
Yeah.
But she had a wooden leg to begin with.
Yeah, she had a prosthetic leg in the first movie.
Who was she played by in the first movie?
Who cares?
Okay.
Some person who showed up in a few things.
Who decided
thereafter.
Not to do the movie.
She shows up for like one scene and the rest of it is pictures.
But she's alive at the end of the first movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not married or anything at the end of the first movie. Okay. They're just together.
I guess that was a little confusing.
So Deuce turns on the TV and he hears a report about the dolphin attack, and they say that three blind people are still missing. Just about then, TJ, played of course by Eddie Griffin, calls and says, "Hey, you know, you should get out here to Amsterdam," and is trying to get Deuce to come out and join him in Amsterdam. On TV, they release a sketch of Deuce, which I know is supposed to be insulting, but it's pretty accurate sketch of Rob Schneider.
No, it looked like Rob Schneider. I thought it was.
It is Rob Schneider.
No, I mean, I thought it was the real life Rob Schneider, not a drawing.
Then they cut to a kid who said Deuce tried to touch his balls or something. And I was like, what is going on?
Hey, it's just a kid trying to get attention.
Yeah. And so, but the kids also knew who he was. I don't know if that's why they act like they don't know who the person is. They obviously knew who he was. They just saw him and were talking to him.
Right.
And knew his freaking backstory.
Yeah, they knew that he was a man whore.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess
and they knew
his
wife was dead
whore,
and knew. I mean, come on. Like, they know who he is, so it made no sense.
That's Deuce Bigelow. He lives over there. He touched my balls.
God. So Deuce says, you know what? It might be good for me to get away for a while. So Deuce goes to the airport and is getting ready to head to Amsterdam. And, of course, he has his wife's leg with him. And as he takes it down or gets it through the security checkpoint, he gets the leg mixed up with there just happens to be a black man behind him with a different prosthetic leg, and he grabs the wrong one, and the guy says, "Hey, that's my leg," and he goes, "Oh gosh, I'm sorry." And he goes to change it.
Check mark. I'm sorry. I'm just checking all the things that this movie offended.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so he goes. I'm sorry. And, of course, the guy's got on his wife's leg. And he goes, it's okay. I've always wanted to know what it was like to be a white woman. Can I borrow it for a little longer? And he goes, no, and just takes it back. On the plane, of course.
Yeah, Deuce doesn't say he's always wanted to know what it's like to be a white woman. It's just white.
No, he's a white woman.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah. On the plane, Deuce is walking down the aisle with the leg, and of course, it's turned sideways, so it keeps kicking people in the face.
Yeah, haha.
He falls asleep with the leg on the plane and remembers his wife right before getting attacked. And she shows them in the water with like pieces of lettuce, and she goes, "Are you sure it's okay to feed the turtles?" He goes, "Of course I am. I'm a fish expert." And then she goes, "Well, what's that over there?" And he goes, "Oh, it's just some kid with like one of those fake fins on its back." And so then he's like, "We can just give this to the turtle."
A lot of kids like just rampant, just running with a fin in their back in the water. Like that's a thing.
People have those. Oh, I mean, it's jokes, but like, come on. And then he goes, "Besides," he goes, "you know, we're here on our honeymoon." He goes, "The hotel would tell us if there were sharks in the water. They're Mexico, or, you know, it's Mexico. I think these people know what they're doing."
Check mark.
Check it again. Correct. And then she gets pulled under the water. So, why couldn't you take Schneider? So then he wakes up. And, of course, now he's in Amsterdam. So he gets off the plane. He's wearing an American flag shirt. And, of course, starts getting yelled at by Europeans.
Oh, like instantly.
Yeah, instantly.
Which I'm like, come on.
Yeah. And, like, one throws a brick at him and hits him. They're yelling at him. Then some lady goes,
I love America. You know, thank you for bringing democracy to this and this and this.
George Bush.
Oh, yeah. I love George Bush. Thank you for bringing democracy to Iran or whatever it was. And then the Europeans yell something at her and then hit her with a brick, too. And I'm just like, uh-huh. I get it, Rob Schneider. So I put a whole bunch of checks down for that one.
Oh, no, yeah.
So then Deuce, of course.
I did that before the credits rolled.
So Deuce then, he's walking by the red light district and goes, I wonder what all those red lights are for. Do you think they know their curtains are open?
No, Rob Schneider. You just happen to go to the only Kmart that's in Holland.
Those are blue lights.
Well, those are blue light specials. Damn it.
Damn it.
Have you ever noticed that all these podcasts, I like try to do one joke that always fails? Like every episode. And then you always correct me, which is great. But which I thank you for. But gosh, I do one in every episode.
It's okay.
Meta jokes are fine, but I guess I got to get that one out of the way.
I have lots of these things that fall. They fall on their face a lot. Like okay. I say them out loud and then I go, God, that was unfunny.
Yeah.
Like, I just realized.
Which is this whole movie. It's like we wrote Deuce Bigelow. Anyway, go ahead.
So, of course, Deuce comes up to this woman who's washing a window, and she, like, asks him if it's good, or I don't know what the hell she was saying. But, of course, her T-shirt's all wet, and while she's wiping the glass, she's rubbing her breasts all over it. And so they do a bit similar to the first movie where he's like, oh, I think you missed a spot up there. Yeah, really get your elbows into it and whatever. So she keeps rubbing her breasts on the glass. So, Deuce gets to TJ's boat, which I do think this boat is cool. And it would be, you know, cooler inside too, I suppose. But, like, it's this big purple boat with yellow flames on it. Called the Pimp of the Sea.
Pimp of the Sea.
Yeah.
The Sea, yeah.
I thought it was as stereotypical as it is.
Checkmark.
As stereotypical as it is, it looked like I'd be like, yeah, I'd decorate my boat all weird and whatever.
Well, you would decorate your boat like a pimp boat.
No, but I would do something fun with
Yo,
it.
Yo, Pimp My Boat. Wasn't that on MTV?
MTV Pimp My Boat.
MTV Pimp My Boat, yeah.
Yeah, it was only on they only played it in the more affluent areas. So, of course, he also is like, check this out. And the boat does like hydraulics. It like bounces. Which my question is, how does that even freaking work? You are in water.
Yeah, how does it
work? What are you doing that it's like shooting your boat into the air?
This is also, I don't know when Soul Plane came out, but this is kind of a recycled joke from Soul Plane?
I think Soul Plane came out after this.
After this? Okay. But wasn't that Eddie Griffin too? I swear that was.
I don't know.
Okay.
I never watched
it. We'll look that up. Yeah.
I was from the commercials.
Like I did. That's my favorite movie.
Your favorite movie.
Yeah, we watch it every day.
Every year.
Every day. Go ahead.
They go below deck, and of course it looks like a pimped out crib. And, of course, there's water, though, like up to about knee level everywhere. And,
probably
Deuce
because
says,
he moves his boat up and down like that, and all the water
probably
comes
in. That would make sense. Deuce says, hey, I think you have a leak. But TJ says, no, it's just high tide. Ba-dum-bum. An Asian
gigolo.
I get
that joke, finally.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Just then, an Asian gigolo comes in named Lil' Kim.
Lil' Kim. Great. Check mark.
He said, things are getting too... No, save that check for a second. He says, things are getting too dangerous for man-whores out there, showing the paper covering the first man-whore's death. He then says, he's taking his 3 inches and getting out of there.
My God.
Put a big old check for that one.
I do this. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so aggravated by this movie.
I know.
So
that
much.
Was about 20 minutes in.
I'm aggravated by this movie, but not aggravated by the fact that you said man whore about 7 times in the last 20 minutes.
So I kept, I was like, how do I write this?
Yeah,
I don't want to say, like they say, and for those of you who've seen either of these movies, like they'll be like, man whores, he ho or she ho, was it manginas, and
yeah.
So at a coffee shop, TJ
says...
Oh,
they see, like, they see, he brings a newspaper that says that the gigolo killer strikes again.
Yeah. Yeah, and that
I'm not going to be a man whore, he says.
Yeah. And that's when he takes the 3 inches and leaves.
Yeah.
So then they go to a coffee shop. TJ says he thought he'd be able to go to Amsterdam and make a killing over here. It was going well until the man whore killer started. So he gets some marijuana.
Damn man whore killer. It gets you every time when you try to run a man whore business.
So he gets some hash, which makes Deuce nervous. He's like, oh my God, these are drugs. And he's like, yeah, over here it's fine. And so he starts rolling a joint. TJ explains it's legal, but of course Deuce is still freaking out. And a cop goes, hey, you, and comes over. While Deuce is freaking out, the cop just lights TJ's joint and says, hey, that looks like it's a pretty loose roll. I'll help you with your next one if you want.
This isn't even a good pot movie.
No.
You know what I mean? It's not even that.
He offers him a hit, but Deuce tells him, Deucey don't smoke, in what's sure to be a drawn-out bit for later. Like, I was like, I bet this comes back. I can't even remember.
It does. I mean, he eats those space cakes.
Yeah. So later, Heinz Hummer, who is a another gigolo, comes into the shop, and TJ basically points out to Deuce, hey, this guy is one of the best.
Oh, one of the best. Yeah. One of the best man whores you'll ever see.
Yeah. So he tells him he can get Heinz more money, but of course Hummer shoots him down. He's standing by Deuce while they're having this discussion. And Deuce, of course, they make sure that they show the outline of, like, a giant penis the whole time. So Deuce is making a point to stare at it. TJ says that the Man Whore Awards are just right around the corner.
Yes, the Man Whore Awards.
Man Whore.
Man Whore.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
I thought you said hole.
No. No, those are different
awards.
Those are different awards.
So he said they're right around
those
corner.
Those are stuck between the Grammys and the Oscars.
Between the Tonys and the Oscars.
Oh, sorry. Oh, God.
So he says, don't you want to win a golden boner?
Who doesn't want to win a golden boner?
Right. Yeah. That's, I wish
for
to be
your
running.
Work.
And he goes, Hummer says he's already won twice. And then, of course, TJ laments and says if he had a he-bitch like Hummer in his stable, that he'd be getting tons of money. He said that Wang is like gold.
My God.
Of course.
You're repeating all this.
I know. I stopped. Okay, oh so I was very cautious right until where I said TJ says he has a he-bitch like Hummer. I, like, stopped. Like, it was just using whatever their terms were they were using at the time. I think the – yeah.
Go ahead.
He says that Wang is like gold. Deuce asks if he wants Hummer's
I don't
Wang.
Even know what's going on?
And TJ says
your
to keep it down, like or people will think he's gay.
Yeah.
Actually, excuse me. I think he says something about his juicy Wang.
Yeah, his juicy Wang.
His juicy Wang.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. They bring Deuce some space cake.
Juicy Wang tonight. Everybody
juicy Wang tonight. Nope. So they bring Deuce some cake, and of course he says he's starving. TJ again offers him a hit of off his joint, but Deuce says, hey, he's never been high and he never will.
Deucey don't get high.
And they said it all like, whoa. I've never been high and I never will.
Never will.
And then of course
12
we
cakes
see
later.
Yeah, well then we see like a dozen plates on the table. And Rob Schneider, whose face looks like, well, what I would think our faces looked like while watching this movie. It's just like,
yeah, no.
And he, of course, he's clearly high. He starts hallucinating and hallucinates that this painting is moving. And so he thinks he goes into the painting and that the scantily clad woman in the painting is telling him she needs his help and wants him to put his face in her breasts. And so he does. And then he says, she says to bite her. And he does. And, of course, it cuts back to TJ. He's on TJ.
There's no reason for this scene to be in this movie.
No, there's not. Or for this movie. So as they go outside, of course, TJ's pissed, but says, don't worry. He says, you ruined my nipple, but don't worry. I have a third one. So they're okay. He has a backup. Outside, of course, TJ points to another of his man whores. It's an old man named Kaiser.
So say.
So TJ chases him down to show him his pimp hand. So Deuce is on his own to get back home. He's walking down an area. So he's walking off. In the meantime, we see Hummer, who's walking through an alley, and somebody gets in front of him, a larger person, longer hair, wearing a leopard print coat. And Hummer says, you know, well, I could show you a good time, and kind of goes through all of the, like, the reverse Estevez's and whatever right. the hell else he's
the
making
Charlie
up.
Charlie Sheen, a bit jigs, reverse Estevez's.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And so he's going through, like,
Portuguese
whatever these.
Breakfast.
I think it was, like, a Dirty Carlos or, like,
yeah,
whatever. They keep making
like
up names.
Yeah, Jorge Carcino.
Yeah.
Majing, I don't know.
Yeah. So they're just making up a bunch of names. It was too much for me to keep up with, honestly.
It really was.
And so he says, you know, well, I have, you know, I could show you all this. I could show you a good time, you know, where you'd be sore for days, but I can't right now. I'm busy, so get out of my way. And, of course, then...
plus a reverse Estevez takes a while.
It does. It does. It's, you have to reserve that in
advance.
It
is extensive. Yeah.
So,
first, you have to watch Minute Work.
Oh, God.
Go ahead.
And what if he has to have a mustache? Excuse me. So
yeah, I was gonna say that you're drinking. Obviously, you're drinking something while we're doing this podcast.
I drink to get
chink,
through this
chink,
movie.
Chink chink. Go ahead.
It's a clearly Canadian.
It clearly
a
is
raspberry.
A Canadian.
Clearly Canadian. You've ruined my surprise. The.
So Hans was giving her a clearly Canadian.
Yeah, he was giving her a raspberry clearly Canadian.
Raspberry clearly Canadian.
Which is like the regular Canadian, clearly Canadian.
Which is so much better than a peach Canadian, clearly Canadian.
More raspberries. Where you go. While you're
and
doing
then you
it.
Go, sorry.
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 Oh, God.
Okay.
Anyway, so eventually Deuce, of course, he's trying to read names on buildings and can't.
Yeah, well.
He's trying to sound them out, which is honestly, out of all of Rob Schneider's stuff, that one to me might have been the thing that I thought was the funniest that he did. And in overall, it was just not even moderately funny.
No, it wasn't.
But it, out of everything he did, that was the thing that I was kind of like, heh, funny.
So Hans ends up dead.
Yeah, so he comes across and sees Hummer sleeping in an alley. So Deuce is like, hey, come on, man. He's like, oh, man, you really are out of it. I'll take you back to TJ's. It'll be fine. So he drags Hummer all the way to TJ's place. And, of course, when TJ gets there, he goes, he's like, oh, man, what'd you do? And he goes, hey, I put in a good word for him. Think it's fine. So TJ goes in to say something to him, and he kind of feels him, and he goes, hey, man, he's dead.
And so is the plot.
He says, he's dead. And Deuce goes, no, he's just sleeping.
So I love how, like, Deuce is like, how do I determine someone is dead? I drop a remote on
the head. Yeah, so he drops a remote on his head, and he's still there. And he goes, well, he's... And TJ goes, no, he's dead, and grabs a cuckoo clock off the shelf. And smashes
to be fair,
on his head.
You did fall asleep when we were watching this movie, and I did throw the remote at you, and you woke up.
I did.
So that is a fair test.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh no, did he die from watching this movie?
Well, it could have been boredom. It could have been getting hit with the remote, or it could have been when you screamed, "Why did you make us watch this?" So Deuce goes, "Well, maybe he's just a heavy sleeper," and so then hits him in the head with a bowling ball that also is on the shelf. So TJ says, "Hey, I gotta dispose of his body." He said, "You know, look, I wouldn't normally worry about it, but you know, a black he pimp with this killer on the loose is not gonna be good for me." And so he's like, "Okay, well, I'm gonna start taking him out here." So he's dragging him down the steps, getting ready to throw him in the water. And of course, he says, "I just got to see, before I throw you away, I got to see it." And
that juicy wang.
I got to see that juicy wang. Mm. And so he undoes his pants.
And with weather, juicy wang.
Excellent. Yeah, and so he opens his pants, and of course, he's impressed. But right then, a boatload of tourists come by and start taking pictures of him. And he falls along with the body into the river. So,
pimp is not gay.
Yeah, and so there's gay jokes on from there on. So then the TV, the media attributes the murders to TJ.
I love how they found a photo. Gay. They found one of those tourists. "Hey, can I borrow one of your photos?"
Yeah, because they knew what they were looking at too. Clearly, it's the man whore killer we've all heard about.
Yes. As you can see over here, here's the man whore killer. What?
So, Deuce, the police go and they question Deuce, where he learns the killer leaves a lipstick kiss on all of the victims. And that was on Hummer also. Deuce says he saw a woman in a leopard print coat in the alley and she was whistling some song. That it had to have been her. The police again say to tell them where TJ is, because they're going to find him one way or the other. So Deuce goes free, and he manages to find TJ at a chicken and waffle restaurant. And, of course, TJ's like, "Well, how'd you find me?" He goes, "It's the only chicken and waffle place in Amsterdam." TJ, of course, says that's racist. Deuce points out...
Isn't it like Van Gogh's?
Van Gogh's Chicken and Waffles.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Sure.
TJ says it was racist. Deuce points out that he's actually there, you know, that he was right. Of course, but TJ corrects him and says, "But your logic was racist."
Mm-hmm.
TJ then goes on to say that the Dutch invented chicken and waffles and how great the Dutch are. Deuce points out that they started the slave trade, and TJ immediately does a 180, calling them a bunch of motherfuckers.
Wow, Jeremy.
We already gave the explicit warning. I'm going to use it. Team garbage people. Anyway, yeah. TJ finds some newspapers, of course, saying he's the killer and gay, while using the same picture of him looking at Hummer's junk again.
He says, "Yeah, oh yeah, TJ." I keep thinking of TJ Hooker when you keep saying TJ. By the way. He's not gay. Well, he's gay, but he's not a normal gay. Which I was like, "Oh, thanks, Rob Schneider. I'm glad you wrote that line."
Yeah,
not a normal gay.
Yeah, it's great. TJ says, "Well, it's not the murder part." He's like, "Well, we'll clear your name about being the murderer." He said, "It's not the murder part that bothers me. If I was a murderer, I'd be welcome back home with open arms. If I'm gay, I'll only be able to work in Vermont."
When did this movie come out?
Good God, I think
you could go to Iowa, too, at that point?
No, it was before that.
Was it before Iowa?
I'm sure it was. Okay. But no, only working because Vermont just was much more liberal than
other. And he likes to put syrup on his waffles.
Okay.
There you go.
And other things. At that point, TJ comes up with a plan to get Deuce out there man-whoring again as bait. And of course, he says to he's going to use his twat-sticles. because in the classic joke format for this movie.
Where they take female parts and make it male-like.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, pretty formulaic.
Yeah.
And half of these are repeats from the previous
repeats
one.
Repeats from the last movie, right?
And half of them are poor Rob Schneider attempts.
Jeez.
So they decide they're going to go to the European Man Whore Union, of course, whose motto is Semper Erectus. And all the famous gigolos are there.
Well, that wasn't even me huffing. That was you.
Yeah, it wasn't me. Including Diego.
The,
there was a
the
few
Man
others.
Whore Union.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they say.
There's a few others that are named. Right. But, like, some of them are Diego, who TJ said whose nut sack is insured for $1 million. And Rob Schneider says, wow, $500,000 each.
Way to go.
And then there's...
you can divide by two, Rob Schneider.
There's Asapopoulos Borealis, who is the Greek man whore. they said, who could kiss you with his butthole?
Right.
And Rob Schneider goes, I would love to never see that.
Ha ha.
Which, yeah.
No homo.
Yeah. And, of course, everything is being led by Chadsworth Buckingham. Jesus fucking Christ. Sorry. Chadsworth Buckingham, who comes from a long line of prostitutes.
Was that the guy from... go ahead. I was thinking of something else. Go ahead.
His grandmother, of course, TJ
says... Oh, that's
says,
Lindsay Buckingham. Never mind.
No. No, not... Lindsay! I'm sorry, Lindsay! Lindsay, God, Chadsworth Buckingham, whose family comes from a long line of prostitutes.
Like she's singing.
Comes from a long line of prostitutes, including his great great grandmother or whatever gave or his ancestor gave Henry VIII crabs. So while Buckingham laments Hummer's death. Giancarlo, who TJ calls a silverback manho, stands and says Hummer was undercutting all of them.
You know, originally I was like, let's do this review, like we're very British and very, like, upstanding, just because I wanted to hear us say, oh, manho.
Silverback manho.
Silverback manho, yes. Which is what these guys are doing in this union. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Buckingham.
Yes, is that right?
Yeah.
By the way, this is 2005 this came out.
Okay.
Anyway. He says they've been undercutting all of them, and of course they're instituting a policy where everyone has to use these golden rings for their vaginas.
What? Hey, how come that didn't catch on? How come that one didn't catch on?
Vagina?
Oh, yeah. Oh. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Now, folks, if you didn't understand sarcasm, that's what sarcasm is.
So, this thing ties to GPS. And so, it says it comes in many sizes ranging from extra large to small for their Asian members.
Check mark again.
Check mark. Ugh. But there's a
I
bit
don't know
where
why this movie wants to fucking make fun of Asian people, but that's fucking rude. Because
Rob
to me.
Schneider is self-loathing.
Oh yeah, well I don't fucking care. That's just rude. I'm sorry. I'm going off on that, but that just seems.
But he's always done that. Think about like Rob Schneider. He used to do.
There
like,
comes
really
a point
horrible...
when you're self-deprecating and like just making fun of an entire culture.
Yeah, he used to do. He's half Filipino.
Yeah,
and so he used to do like horrible Asian impressions on Saturday Night Live, and then he was in I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry, where he did that super offensive bit, and so it's like, okay, so.
I don't know, but that's just me. I'm sorry I went off.
Things
just got real, folks. Sorry about
so
that.
So there's a bit where Norm Macdonald does a Scottish accent, and he doesn't want to put that anywhere on his... says he doesn't want to put that anywhere.
On his IMDb page.
On his he pussy.
Oh, okay. I thought he meant he didn't want to put this role on his IMDb page.
I would hope he wouldn't.
He probably relished the fact. Actually, he's kind of funny in this,
yeah,
in a way.
He was, because he's Scottish, and so he's like,
because he does a stupid accent.
And everybody else is fancy, but he like stands up and he has a nice jacket on, but like overalls underneath of it. And look, he's like, when you told me that we could no longer sleep with like underage whatever, I said that's fine. I didn't stand up for this. And when you said that we had to wash regularly, I went with it. I didn't stand up. But I'm standing up against this.
It's probably like, because I actually think Norm MacDonald's funny and don't think Rob Schneider's funny. So anytime that Norm MacDonald was on, I was like, yeah.
But the way it was written and what he was saying, I feel like Norm MacDonald may have had input into his own role. Because
I think
that, it's
that
a total
he kind
Norm,
of tweaked it a little
yeah.
bit.
It's Norm MacDonald's delivery.
Right.
Yeah. So Deuce then gets up in front of everybody at the union and says it's actually a woman who is the killer, and he asks help tracking her down from all of the other gigolos, and he gets thrown through a window instead. So, of course, TJ runs out, and he's like, what'd you do? You didn't tell them I wasn't gay. That was his only concern.
Yeah.
In the meantime, Deuce starts going down, or Deuce runs into an old contact. He runs into Antoine from the first movie, played
by Odin
Fair. And
I don't remember Antoine, because I've never really watched it.
Yeah, he's Odin Fair from the first movie.
But I figured Antoine was in the first one.
Yeah, he kind of shows him the ropes.
Yeah, right.
But this is the first time that I've realized that Antoine's name is Antoine LeConte.
Yay.
Yeah. And he gives them, he says, you know, I have a list of the dead gigolo's clients that I can give to you. And he's
why
like,
does
oh,
he have
great.
A list? How did he get this list?
I don't know. It, because they had it all in the union. That's what they went in there for originally.
Okay.
And Deuce thought
sorry,
they
I was
help.
Trying to make sense of the plot.
No problem. I'll forgive you. Deuce, you know, he's like, yes, this is great. And Antoine goes, no, no, they can't know about this. So he puts the book back in his pants. And, of course, part of the way through it, Antoine begins choking on whatever he's eating. And Deuce, he's trying to tell him, oh, you have to do this with the women. And then he starts going, eh, 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 eh. And so,
yeah,
of course,
he mimics him.
Rob Schneider's mimicking him.
They get the whole mirror thing.
Faces. Yeah.
We've seen it. You know, time and time again in
and
these
finally
stupid comedies.
He falls over on the floor. TJ, who's disguised as a waiter, runs over and gives Antoine the Heimlich. The food shoots out of his mouth into a woman's mouth across the room. So Deuce goes and is trying to save her and give her the Heimlich. And he says, get the book. It's in his pants. So TJ reaches into Antoine's pants to get the list. And then somebody takes a picture, which makes it to the papers next day, saying the man whore killer strikes again, and he's even gayer.
Is it at the end of? I swear it's at the end of the movie, Chasing Amy, when the guy goes, keep the dick jokes, more dick jokes, right?
Yeah.
And we suppose he's like, you know, kind of a closet homosexual, whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, ugh, just dick joke after homosexual joke after Asian joke. It just kind of drove me nuts.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Drove your nuts.
Which is my gigolo name.
What?
Yeah. Drive me nuts. Perfect. Pete, drive me nuts.
What?
That's my gigolo name.
Okay.
Pete, drive me nuts.
Good luck with that.
Okay.
So of course TJ asks why a man can't even reach down another man's pants without setting off the gay alarm. And of course he doesn't say gay alarm though. He uses the whole F word.
Yeah, he uses the whole F word.
Which was jarring.
Bundle of sticks.
Huh?
Bundle of sticks?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
So Deuce meets up with a client. TJ rings the doorbell and, like, dives in the bushes. And it's this very large woman. He goes, hi, I'm largest woman I've ever seen. And, of course, as he's going in, we get a call back. Somebody yells, that's a huge bitch.
Yep. Another callback. I even remember that.
Yeah.
Because I remember the whole montage of all these women he goes out on dates with. Yeah. There's always something wrong with them. Mm-hmm. It happens in this movie, too.
Of course, she makes Deuce dress up like a baby.
Mm-hmm.
By
the way, we forgot to mention this is a 5-time nominee for a Razzie Award.
Yes.
Worst movie, worst sequel, worst actor, worst screenplay, and worst couple.
Yeah.
Which the worst couple was Rob Schneider and Rob Schneider's diapers.
Correct.
In this movie. So I'm like, thank you, Razzie.
Didn't he win?
For worst couple? No, he won for worst actor.
That's what it was. That's
so
perfect.
There you go.
So he's dressed up like a baby. In the meantime, TJ sneaks into from a different room. He's going to try to get these lipsticks to compare to see if it's the same as the killer's. So TJ makes his way into the bathroom. Of course, he makes his way past this cat who's playing with this cat toy. Gets into the bathroom, and of course, he has these French fries that he drops into the toilet. So we see a long time.
Long time.
Like, it really is forever, like, of him eating toilet fries.
Mm-hmm.
He's just eating them out of the toilet and having a good time doing so, apparently.
Apparently, fries are better when they've been in the toilet for, 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah. And eventually, he goes to take a leak, and the cat comes in and is watching him, and he says, you like these big hairy balls? And the cat jumps at his crotch and it starts attacking him. Of course, TJ is running around with the cat hanging off his crotch
Europeans
and punching it.
Funniest home videos.
Yeah. And starts punching it and, like, slamming it into the door and so on and so forth. So after that, they have the lipstick samples. So Deuce goes to talk to the detective.
I thought you were going to say Decepticon.
He goes to talk to the detective, Gaspar. He goes to talk to the detective, who says, hey, the lipstick is very rare and it's very specific, and gives him the type that it is.
Oh.
And he says, so this isn't it. That's not your killer. Get out of here. And basically just walks away.
He dismisses him off very quickly.
Yeah, very quickly. So then he runs into Gaspar's niece, Ava, who, when somebody sneezes, she slaps herself in the face a bunch of times. And, of course, Deuce is like, are you okay? And she says, yes, she has OCD.
Mm-hmm.
And so he goes, well, it's okay to have a little few idiosyncrasies.
So this is like Amy Poehler in the first movie where she has Tourette's.
Yeah, kind of,
It's just now we're doing OCD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of. Put a check mark down for people with mental illness as well.
Fine, but we kind of knew that in the first movie too, so.
Oh, yeah. We're just looking at this movie, though, so. She has a picture that she painted of a fish, and, he says, well, let's go to the aquarium. So they go to the aquarium together, and at the aquarium, he runs into a European, played by Fred Armisen, who's rude to him, even though he's trying to be super nice, like all Americans are, trying to be super nice.
It made me laugh, because Fred Armisen, we know now. Yeah. That he does all these characters. I don't think at the time.
No.
Because this had to be when he first started, kind of.
This is pretty early on.
Pretty early on for SNL. But, like, it kind of made me laugh, because I was like, a Portlandia character just coming, like a foreign guy in Portlandia.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know. It worked for me.
Yeah.
Because of who was delivering the lines.
Yes. It was Fred Armisen's part was funny.
Yeah.
Of course, he's being rude, because Europeans are rude and Americans are only innocent when they travel abroad. And he takes his cigarette, because Deuce asks him to stop smoking. And, of course, he takes his cigarette, throws it into the aquarium. And Deuce is like, that could kill those fish. So he jumps in and gets it.
Yeah.
Because all the chemicals in your clothing, those totally won't be worse than actually the nicotine from that one cigarette butt. So he brings it out, and of course a European throws it back in there, and Deuce comes out again, And this time, though, he ties the... Basically, we cut to him where he's tied the European guy up in the American flag shirt with the cigarette in his mouth, and he has a sign that says, God bless America, Europe smells like ass, or something like that.
Yeah, whatever.
And, of course, there's just Europeans pummeling him with bricks again.
Because America.
Because Merca. Ava starts having an OCD episode while they're on the bus. And so to distract, Deuce starts acting like a fool to take the focus off of her.
I don't think he was acting.
Well, Rob Schneider started being more Rob Schneider-y to take
Rob Schneider. Derp-a-derp-a-derp.
So they basically at the end he says, well, she has to get to work, and he said that he has an embarrassing job. Kind of asks where she works, and she's just like, bye, and doesn't talk about it very much. You know, we don't know what's going on there exactly, so we know something's up. Deuce runs into some other gigolos there who give him crap, but we also see where a woman comes by with, like, a wad of cash just saying, I need one of you guys, and they all have excuses why they're not going to go.
But man whores are like mean girls.
They are.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But none of them want to go, and we can tell it's all just a bunch of excuses. In the meantime, Deuce goes on another date with a girl who has a stoma in her throat and a voice box.
Yeah. So we get that
put
joke.
That down too. Yeah. Differently abled.
Yes.
They do such funny gags as blowing crap out of the hole into a napkin, or blowing smoke out of the stoma,
or wine,
or spraying red wine out of the stoma, like a fountain of friggin' red wine.
We get it.
Yeah. She says she lost her job. And she doesn't know what she's going to do. Now, to me, this is the one thing that I always found, like, in the first movie that I found redeeming.
Right.
Was that it was, like, where they helped people.
Yes.
Or, like, Deuce helped people. And that was the only reason I tolerated the first one. And the only thing that in this movie I was kind of like, okay. Because that's, to me, that was the heart piece of it, right?
Right.
All this other stuff, to me, is like.
I don't think Deuce is a mean person.
No, not at all. I like the concept of the I like the concept of a character with a big heart,
right?
Who's helping people in different ways,
which he does in this movie.
Yeah, he
gets
does
her a job,
but they do it. I don't think they focus on it in this one like they do in the last one.
They have a serial killer to find,
right?
Man or serial killer,
right? So Deuce helps her get a new role as an announcer at a train station. Because everything sounds
which
electronic
is perfect,
there, anyway.
Because everyone
so
sounds
perfect.
Like a robot, right?
Yeah. So in the meantime, Rodrigo, another one of the gigolos, goes to get I can't remember if it was his ass hair bleached or he's going to get his anus bleached
or
whatever.
Doesn't matter. I mean, whatever.
And of course, we see they trade out the bleaching agent for poison, just like a jar that says poison.
Yeah.
And of course, the person who administers it. Apparently did not notice that it was completely different.
But I tell you, not the first time we see poison in this movie. Or hear poison, but go ahead.
So Beck... I can't believe I'm about to say this line.
That's okay.
Sorry, I just made myself laugh. Back at the man whore union. What is happening?
Oh.
Back at the man whore union... The gigolos all come up with excuses again. Like, one says he has herpes flare-up. Like, one says he's tired from doing a... He says he's tired from doing a...
In DC Comics, what's the villain's headquarters?
Legion of Doom.
The Legion of Doom.
Yeah, it's like the Legion
back
of Doom.
Back at the Manhole Union.
Meanwhile, back at the Manhole Union.
Is it rises out of a swamp?
I'm sure it rises.
So the gigolos come up with excuses again, including one who says he's now gay. He says, does anybody want a blowjob? And some guy from across the room goes, I do. And he goes, okay, I'm going to go put that penis in my mouth, and like starts to get up. And of course he says, no, you're all making excuses. Calls them all cowards. In the meantime, Giancarlo, the silverback hoe, reveals that. Reveals that.
It's just hard to take it so serious.
Rodrigo is dead.
Let's do the rest of it very serious.
Deuce's right. next lead is a perfect. It's gonna be a perfect time for me to say. All
right,
this.
Go ahead.
Deuce's next lead is a Russian woman. She wears a veil when he first meets her.
Oh, yes.
She says she grew up in Chernobyl.
Chernobyl, that's a pretty name.
It is. That's exactly what he says. When her mother worked at the reactor when she was pregnant.
Oh.
Instead of a nose, she was born with a dick for a nose.
Oh.
She says she likes Deuce and gets an erection on her face under
the
veil.
An erection, you say? Oh, my.
And Deuce says... which I find probably not accurate, says most women would love to have a man's penis on her face. Yours is just permanent.
Oh, yes, they do.
They dance, and he keeps ducking from getting hit with the erection. Then she says, what's your cologne? And he says it's an off-brand Old Spice, but she says that it makes her sneeze. What happens when you sneeze? And then she sneezes, and you see ejaculate fly all over somebody's face. And a second person's, because the joke keeps going.
All you kids out there and then should not be listening to this podcast.
I know. And then the third time it lands
it's
in somebody's soup.
It's not a wet dream. Your penis just sneezed everywhere.
It lands in somebody's soup.
Yeah,
and he proceeds to eat it.
There you go.
Yeah. Good God. Damn it, Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider wrote about a dick nose.
So he turned into a dick nose.
So Deuce goes on another date with Ava. And so he brings her a bunch of things for her OCD that she had mentioned before. Deuce introduces her to Kate's leg. And they talk about Kate a little bit.
Right.
But she's not weirded out. She understands that he's just got to get over it.
Right. Paul McCartney's ex-wife, right? Kate?
Yeah.
Right.
Eileen?
Was it Kate? I thought it was Kate.
Oh.
She had, like, one leg.
Her name's not Eileen?
Oh, I don't know.
Peg?
Shut up.
What?
Come on, Eileen.
So then she kisses him, of course, 9 times. But not because of the OCD, but because she likes him.
Mm-hmm.
So he walks her to work. And, because he's still curious about what she does. And she says she's still a little embarrassed, but she's going to go inside. Of course, there are all these people setting
up for...
Because
that's where she works, right?
Yeah, there's all these people setting up for a photo shoot or something. And they get in there, and then you realize that there are tons of men lined up outside, and it's a porno shoot. And so...
Like, there are tons.
Yeah, there are tons. Oh, and they keep going on with the joke. Everybody's wearing robes. Then there's just a bunch of sailors who aren't wearing robes, and then there's like a donkey.
I'm just telling you, like that movie, that porn movie, is gonna have really long opening credits.
Yeah,
and Dirk Bigs-a-Lot, and this person, and Penis Head, whatever.
Yeah,
like that cast is gonna be huge. It's gonna be longer than that whole movie.
So they can just list all the generic names, and then the other one could be a bunch of names with dick puns, and then move on. Rob Schneider might have named them all.
They probably did,
but there's also a donkey wearing a robe, which I only found ridiculous because where are you going to get a robe for a donkey?
That's the only reason.
The donkey isn't ashamed.
No.
He's out there letting it fly in the breeze. Anyway, so Deuce barges his way in and
good for that donkey handler, by the way. Getting some work. That donkey handler?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Donkey handler? Anyway, but so Deuce breaks in, and sees a little person on top of, this blonde girl.
Check mark.
Yeah. Yeah, he calls him a midget. So, and then picks him up and throws him out the window. And of course he flies across the room, to get out that window. And turns out it's not Ava. She's a scenic artist, like, painting a wall, a mural, while these people are in line right next to her. So stupid.
I don't know.
And, of course, the little person comes back in, and Deuce says, "Sorry, little guy," and he headbutts him in the crotch. So now we cut to a montage. Deuce has to basically go see all these other women who are in other parts of Europe. So he goes and sees a woman with who has a back hump. Who, like, people rest her beer on her hump.
This is where he helps them.
Yeah. So he makes
puts
a backpack
on him.
Yeah. Makes a backpack for her. There's a woman with large ears who he doesn't do anything for.
No. Well, he gets breast implants.
No, that was...
Well, the nose girl.
Yeah, that was Svetlana.
Yeah.
And then a woman covered in filth who later he shoves into the river and bathes her.
Oh, and she turns into beautiful.
And when she comes out, she's, of course, attractive. He helps the large one adopt this super ugly baby who pukes everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then the penis nose woman, he takes her to a
plastic surgeon.
And when she comes out, she's had a boob job.
No, she doesn't fix it.
Because
the nose.
That's an outpatient surgery thing now. Anyway.
Right, that's true.
The you don't need to rest or be wrapped up or anything.
Nope.
So he says that the woman with large ears overheard Hummer talking about something going on at the Manhor Clubhouse. So Deuce and TJ break in with the help of Lil Kim, who is trying to get in there. While they're there, the killer...
Lil Kim, like, I thought at first that was the Shebangs guy from American Idol.
You thought it was... What was his name?
But then I was like, no, it's not. But he plays William it like Hung? Him. Yeah, he plays it like him. And kind I'm like, whatever. Will Hung? William Hung?
William Hung?
Which is one of those porno guy names, William Hung.
Yes.
Yep.
That's correct.
It all ties together.
So while they're there, the killer is trying to kill another gigolo, Enzo, in the tanning booth. So he gets Enzo gets in there, he turns it up, ties it shut so he can't get out of the booth, and like locks the door.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, TJ and Deuce are moving through the trophy room, where they see paintings from the Man Whore Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I call it like the Man Whore Museum or the Man Whore Hall of Fame. Yeah.
Yeah. So he says, well, this right here, this is the first man who didn't blow his load by thinking about sports. And then Baron von Doggy Style, who led the first man whoring expedition to the Arctic, he froze to death 69ing a moose.
What? Really?
Yeah. Kunta Cuntlicker. Who was the Jackie Robinson of ass eating? Vladimir
LeVar Burton.
LeVar Burton somewhere is just like, ugh. Vladimir Suck Me Off.
Talk about roots.
Oh, God. Vladimir Suck Me Off, who's the first manho in space, he was studying the effect of zero G's on the reach around.
My God.
Yeah. So in the meantime, they see a woman who looks like she's in a leopard skin coat in this picture of this classroom
figure, like,
picture.
Rob Schneider was at like a coffee house just giggling to himself while he like wrote this movie.
Oh, he was probably tore up with Adam Sandler making jokes.
Oh.
And then was like, Adam Sandler, I got a bunch of them. And Adam Sandler's like, no, 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 Rob, go over there. And he's like, okay, I'll be back. And just kept writing it.
Okay, just produce my movie.
God. So they see the woman in a leopard skin coat in this picture, but don't see who she is. So the gigolos start to come in. Deuce and TJ hide. Now, I want to call back to one of our earlier episodes in the Ninja Turtles.
I thought you were going to.
Where the turtles, like, were up on the ceiling. And you know why I thought that was believable? Because they're freaking ninjas.
Well, they're
ninja. It doesn't matter that they're turtles. They're ninjas. And so I'll let it slide. Somehow, TJ and Deuce make it up onto the ceiling of this grand room. And TJ is on Deuce's back, and he's holding him up there. For this amount of time. Like, it's so... I don't even understand how they got
and
there.
And, of course,
but,
he's gassy.
Right, so he says he has to fart. And so it starts like a slow fart. And they're like, what is that? Is it the house creaking?
Yeah.
And pretty soon it's just like this gigantic fart joke that's going on forever. So...
You mean like this whole movie is a gigantic fart joke?
Correct, fart and dick jokes, yeah.
Jesus.
So they fall and they go through like all the memorabilia, and of course they all run. TJ hides in the tanning booth, where we find that Enzo has been cooked, when TJ gets up, he's got Enzo's dick in his hand, to which the media says is his gayest kill yet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Deuce goes to Ava's to tell her the news. While he's there, he sees her closet kind of open, and he sees the leopard print coat, the wig, and he goes over and finds in the coat the killer's exact lipstick, that rare lipstick in the closet.
Oh, no. So it must be Avery.
He assumes that Ava's trying to kill him.
So this is where I was like, this is just 5 minutes of a rehash of So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Yeah.
But so I dated a man whore killer.
Yes, that's exactly right. And it's like, it's stupid stuff with, she's like.
Even the axe. I swear the axe is in, like, So I Married an
she
Axe
goes,
Murderer.
She, like, takes a poker out of the fire and he's like, whoa, and thinks he's trying to do something. And then, like, she goes to cut some cheese with this, like. Like a cutting wire, and he thinks that she's trying to kill him. And it's like she goes to give him rub his shoulders, and he thinks she's strangling him. And finally, he turns around. He says he's cold. She turns around. It's got an axe over her head, and she's chopping logs in her living room.
In her living room.
Okay. And so he basically is like, "Let's do this. You know, I want to go all the way." She says, "Okay." So she starts to. Get undressed and head back to the bedroom. Of course, that's when he makes his escape. Deuce goes to see Detective Gaspar to basically let him know that, hey, it's your niece. And so he gets there. The detective says he knew someone would figure it out sooner or later. And he says, and of course we see the detective start to pull a gun out of this drawer. Deuce says, it's Ava, it's your niece. And, of course, the detective kind of pushes it away. And he says, oh, I bet you found it in this closet, in the lipstick in the closet, in the pocket of this trench coat, this leopard print trench coat. And he goes, yeah, exactly. And he goes, she was also whistling the song that I heard. And he goes, well, she might have picked it up from somebody who was close to her. I mean, essentially, he's confessing to this. And Deuce is like, moo. Deuce says he couldn't figure out a motive. And, of course, the detective says it's probably because the man whores are ruining their beautiful city. And starts talking about, like, all these tourists are ruining everything.
Yeah.
And he goes, people taking shit on our city. And he goes, no, they're not. He goes, no, literally. Motions out the window, and there's a kid taking a dump on the sidewalk. And he goes, well, how do you know that's not a local? And when he gets up and starts to leave, he's got a Canadian flag on his backpack.
Mm-hmm.
And
check mark.
Yeah. Because Canadians are the ones who are terrible.
Yes,
over
not Americans.
Right.
Canadians are the ones that shit on the sidewalk.
Right.
Everywhere.
Correct.
You can't go to Nova Scotia without, like, stepping in people's poop.
I hear that.
Yeah.
I hear that.
Regina? Don't even go there.
Well, yeah, because that's where the next Deuce Bigelow movie is going to take place.
In Regina.
Regina.
Deuce Bigelow, Regina Gigolo.
I'm in your Regina. Anyway, but, So Ava is trying to find a safety pin. So, the detective's leaving with Deuce to go stop her. Ava is trying to find a safety pin because her part of her strap came undone on her dress. So, when she goes in there, she sees all these golden boner awards that are set up and, like, kind of plans on how to blow up the.
The Golden Boner Awards?
The Golden Boner Awards. Which look like Oscars with, like...
Dicks.
Yeah, that are dicks. Dickheads. Yeah. And then also have erections. So it's like a double...
Right.
Whatever. So the detective... he's got all these plans out. The uncle says, you know, yeah, I'm the killer. But he pretends to sneeze, which she slaps herself a bunch of times. And he says, you won't come after us because you'd have to touch this doorknob to get out of here, which was one of her OCD things from earlier. She can't touch doorknobs sometimes. So he closes the door, And she's just staring at it, not knowing what to do. And of course, the detective takes Deuce with him, saying, you need to come with me also to the Man Whore Awards, because you also need to be there. So they're all ready to go. Eva, though, overcomes her OCD in order to help him. So, meanwhile, the Man Whore Awards are starting. Asapopolis Borealis comes onto stage and dances around.
That's my favorite Dead Kennedy song, by the way.
Asapopolis Borealis.
Borealis.
Asapopolis Borealis. Asapopolis Borealis. So he comes on the stage, dances around, before preparing to do his signature move, the Chili Rainbow, which has been mentioned before, too.
Right.
They bring out a glass or like a mirrored table, and then everyone in the front row puts on ponchos.
Right.
So
we assume it's kind of like a Gallagher sexual kind of thing.
Yeah, I can only imagine what a Chili Rainbow is. Mm-hmm. So, meanwhile, Ava chases down Deuce on this. She's driving a scooter, and she chases down the car, and she's trying to yell at him that her uncle is the killer. And, of course, he's, you know, we have the stupid, like, 18-wheeler? What is, yeah. Like, he's misunderstanding it. So she gets real close, and she says, you're in there with the killer. And he turns around, and by that time, Gaspar's drawn a gun on him. And Deuce asks the detective, why? Why did you do this? And he said, when I was a child, I only dreamed we get a flashback of still an old man in like a young
yeah,
wig.
Right?
It's stupid. He yeah. said he always dreamed of being one thing, a gigolo. In his
Who first, doesn't?
Right. In his first...
There are a lot of gigolos in Holland. Like, a lot of male gigolos.
Apparently so. Apparently there's a whole army of
Apparently
this,
you and I need to get to Holland sometime soon.
And I quote, in his first semester of Man Whore University, saw his fiance. He basically is in
class. That's right. He went to Man
and
full, he got a full ride at Man U.
So he sees... They're learning how to do a Portuguese breakfast, which Norm MacDonald is administering.
Well, he's pretty good at it.
Which involves eggs, Canadian bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just all loading her up
Whatever.
With that. And, of course, one of the people in the class is got a penis pump. And so he says, yeah, it's supposed to really help things get going.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, oh, would you mind if I tried? So Gaspar is using the penis pump. And the girl who is on the table turns her head. And, of course, he starts just pumping, like, furiously. And he realizes it's his fiance. And, of course, then you hear a pop sound. Basically, he blew up his penis with a penis pump. His penis exploded.
Yeah, and that's why he's angry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why he then became a detective?
Great motivation.
Yeah
that's why he became a... Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll never be a gigolo. I guess I'll have to be a detective now.
Yeah. So the Man Whore of the Year Award is about to be presented.
Yes.
And
the
Deuce
Man Whore of the Year Award, right? And then we hear every rose.
Oh, yeah, they
has
do.
Its
they
thorn.
Said first, let's do
that,
the
that's
poison.
That's the poison.
There you go.
Right? And the Man Whore Award should go to Bret Michaels.
That. Is true.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
So then they go, because they do a in memory thing of all the man whores who have died.
Yes, in the line of duty.
Yeah, in the line of duty. and of course, the one picture they have of, what's his name, Enzo
the
or
charred
the one who burned, the only picture they ever have is his barbecued body with like his glasses.
Yeah, right,
on his
come
eyes.
On.
That's it. Anyway, they, Deuce runs on stage trying to stop everything. Of course, nobody listens. So then he says, I'm the man whore killer, to which everybody starts running. Detective Gaspar, who's already in there, you know, goes, no, what are you doing? And he swings down, and of course he kicks Deuce, and they start having a sword fight. The swords are also, the hilts are shaped like penises,
With like the scabbard part or whatever it is balls, and then the sword itself is like a penis.
Right.
And so they're fighting with these.
Right. Which was the original design for an Academy Award.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A naked boner with a sword.
Well, yeah, you forget that's that was supposed to be a
right.
Big giant. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Deuce tells the detective.
They don't call it Oscar for nothing.
He says, you know, you can do, because you don't have to, you know, be like, it's tough that you can't be like sexually intimate, but it's more about the connection than anything. Mm-hmm. Like, you should be making a connection here. He's like, these women, all I did was talk with them. I didn't do anything with them. All I did was talk with them. You need to be there to listen to them and do this and this and like basically rehash the lesson from the first movie.
Yeah, whatever.
And of course, the man whores outside go, no, that's not true. And the ladies are saying, yes, it is. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And, of course, all the man whores are like,
excuse me.
They're like, you know what? They start really listening to it and taking it to heart. So
I guess I'm just getting choked up by this whole thing. That's why I coughed. Oh, my God. It's so beautiful.
So they start taking their fake penises out of their pants.
The stuff you learn at Man U.
I know. Man whore awards are always so dramatic. One of them takes a cucumber out. Somebody else takes a banana out, like a sock filled with whatever.
Typical,
the Asian guy takes a Tootsie Roll out. Thanks, Lil' Kim. And then the women who Deuce had helped earlier, now it's their turn to help him. So Svetlana takes a beer bong and is pouring beer in it and into the mouth of the lady with the stoma.
Right.
Who shoots beer out of her throat.
Yep.
At the detective and sprays him with it. And of course, Deuce.
Only
hits
five
him.
Razzies, people. Only five.
Yeah. So Deuce knocks him out. And then in the meantime, Penis Nose Svetlana on her walking around.
Penis Nose Svetlana.
She trips and gets her nose stuck in the girl's neck hole.
Ooh.
Yeah.
On live television.
Yes.
Because they broadcast the man
on the outside of the building, too.
Whore, yeah.
So, of course, everybody's like, ooh, and the one guy goes, that is the grossest thing I've ever seen.
I don't know.
I think it's supposed to be a joke.
I don't think so, because this movie's the grossest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I'm like, what is going on? So, the gigolos all get together, and they decide that they are going to give Deuce the Golden Boner Award, because he deserves it. Deuce, of course, gets the girl, but while he's kissing her, and he has his hands around her, the boner on the Golden Boner Award hits the detonation button on the device, on the trigger, which the police have let Deuce continue to hold on to, and it still blows up the building. Thankfully, everybody was outside.
Thankfully.
So it does blow up. At the end, they go and get TJ out of jail. Now, there was a scene earlier I forgot about where he's convincing these other prisoners that he has a bunch of glass in his ass and that not to rape him.
Yes.
Right. And so they go get TJ. He says, turns out, I'm not that attractive, so nobody violated me. Because that's what it's about. But he did learn in there that he's going to be a gay pimp and corner the market. And, of course, he's got a bunch of gay guys, ready to go.
Yes.
So he, of course, tells them to get their she penises out there on the streets working for him. So then he says, I'm going to take you guys to get some chicken and waffles. And so then they all start heading out.
Breakfast of champions.
Yes.
Every man, whore, and pimp eats chicken and waffles.
It's true. So, no, the movie doesn't just end there.
No, it could.
There are some credits, some extra, wrap-up information. So, gay man pimping didn't work out, so TJ became a rapper named MC Extra Nipple.
Good for him.
He never recorded any albums, but he did get shot several times.
Good for him.
Ava and Deuce got married, and they're expecting twin gigolos.
Good for them. And then she gets eaten by a shark for the next movie.
Could Deuce? Gaspar finally became a man whore. .. In prison.
In prison.
.. Against his will.
Gotta have another gay joke.
Yeah.
Gotta put that little one in
Kim
there.
Had a penis enlargement. It's now 4 inches.
There you go.
.. Check wide.
We're not checkmarking. We're checkmarking on the other checkmarks.
Yeah, at this point. Yeah, now he's a 4-inch wide penis.
Yeah.
Hooray. Svetlana married a man with a vagina for a face. At the wedding, people vomited uncontrollably.
Good for her for finding that one guy with a vagina face.
Yes. sorry, I just read that and I heard you in my head say, good for her finding the one person with a vagina face. And my brain lost it for a second.
That's fine.
Anyway, so the next one is Norm MacDonald still wishes he had his own sitcom.
That's true. Yeah.
I bet Rob Schneider's title card probably reads the same now,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Considering he continually gets canceled. Then they show the cat, and they said, this cat worked for food. And I was like, oh, it's an adorable kitty. And it says, by food, we mean big hairy balls.
Yeah. Boom.
And then they show Deuce just randomly giving away Kate's leg to some old woman. And said, Kate lived happily ever after. After being made into a bong by an old Dutch woman.
Yeah.
Yes. And that is the movie.
And you've been Deuce.
Oh, God.
Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo.
Oh, just reading this made my head hurt.
Yeah. Just watching it made my head hurt. So that's what we thought of the movie. But let's see what other people thought of it. This guy, his name is Carson Edwards. He gave it a 10 out of 10.
What?
That's right. He did not watch the same movie we did. He says, the funniest movie I've ever seen in years. I don't think Carson's seen a lot of movies. A must-see for anyone over 12 years of age. If you want to laugh from dusk till dawn, then you have to rent Rob Schneider's funniest movie in his career. The short and long end of this is the most hilarious movie you've ever seen. And believe me, I've seen a lot of movies, but none as good as Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo. If you're the kind of person who likes comedies, this is a must-see. The show has more than a fair amount of stars for the instance Rob Schneider and Eddie Griffin, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
No, that's the entire fucking iceberg.
No, that's an ice cube, okay? If you want my opinion, then that's my summary of the show. So go see Deuce Bigelow and Ha Ha, All Right. I don't even know what any, like, Ha Ha, All Right. So Carson Edwards is a pseudonym for
Rob Schneider.
Correct. So there's that. We also have another review. This one comes from WM Goat, and they gave it a 1 out of 10. And they say, in two words, don't bother. So let's go to our five questions.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, that was the best review. Why didn't I read that first?
Because I wanted to keep that one. You gotta go out strong.
Sorry, I'm also looking up who Carson Edwards is.
I'm
gonna find you, Carson Edwards.
Oh my god, the funniest movie you've ever seen in years? Are you serious? This is a little, no. Okay.
Oh, god. Okay. Let's do our five questions here.
Yes.
What was your favorite part of this movie?
I think I said this to you, but I'm actually going to say something else. I enjoyed Eddie Griffin's costume changes.
What, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a lot of them. He had a lot of them.
But he did that in the first one, too.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. I like his delivery. I didn't like the words he was saying. Mm-hmm. I didn't like any of the lines he said. But I think out of everyone in the movie, he actually delivered the lines pretty good. I liked Norm MacDonald's cameo and Fred Armisen's cameo. Other than that, I did not like this movie.
Yeah.
But I did find something out of it that I did.
Yeah.
Did like. But like, I didn't like. I like how Eddie Griffin delivers lines.
Yeah.
I just don't like his lines. Does that make sense at all? Okay.
Yeah, I gotcha.
You go ahead.
I liked that it only had an hour and 23-minute runtime.
Yeah. That's something good.
Yeah. We didn't need this to be longer
than
it was. And, you know, I've tried to purposely avoid doing the easy, like, the ending.
The credits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was never so happy that this movie was a shorter one.
Yeah.
I guess the only other thing is Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
Like, even Fred Armisen's thing, because, like, it was like this, it was almost like this reverse ugly American thing where it was like, which is not a move mentioned in the movie. but it was like this thing about where it was like, you know, Americans aren't bad and Europeans are just bullies kind of a thing.
Why couldn't Norm MacDonald be the bad guy? Like, I think that would have been a better movie, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you think he would have played that better.
There's another scene. I didn't really touch on it because it was kind of a throwaway scene, but... like they had a couple reactions with Norm MacDonald watching the Man Whore Awards that were funny.
Yeah.
And they have this bit where his son comes in with like the dick GPS thing,
mm-hmm.
and it's on his arm. And he goes, "Daddy, why do you have this bracelet?" And he goes, "Well, that's a son. That's for my
Right.
You know, congratulations, you have a bracelet."
Right.
He walks away with it. So. I'm like, to me, that was Norm MacDonald.
I've always liked his delivery, though.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And even his stuff, even if it wasn't, like, written, I feel like it's Norm MacDonald's style of stuff, so I feel like he tweaked it a lot.
Yeah.
And they kind of let it have some free reign. So, to me, Norm MacDonald, even though he is not in it much at all, was the most enjoyable part of this movie for me.
Okay.
Outside of the 1 hour and 23 minutes. So, number
two. But that is something good. We did find something good out of this movie. It's 5 minutes long, but.
Yeah.
Which is not another sexual term. Can we do the 5 seconds long? 5 minutes long? Go ahead.
Reboot, continue, or cancel?
Cancel.
Yes, cancel.
Next question.
And I said also go back in time and prevent the entire series from being made if I could.
Cancel Hot Chick while you're at it.
There you go.
I mean, they did, but I mean, don't make that movie.
For somebody who's built their entire career on making copies,
right?
It's like
he sure did make copies of his own movies.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Does it stand on its own?
No.
No, not at all.
There was a lots of times where I got confused.
Yeah.
Because I had
tons
not seen
of
the first
inside
one.
References from the first movie.
A lot of inside references, a lot of times where it was just the same thing over and over again, and I didn't know why. I don't know. I'm going to assume the first one is probably a big, long, gay dick fart joke.
Not as bad as this one, if I remember right.
Okay.
This one was... I feel like this one had less heart.
I'm sure the other one had more heart to it.
Yeah,
and
as
more
much
fart.
As I don't
this
really
had more fart. The other one had more heart.
As much as the other one, well, because like, look, I saw this when I was younger. I hated it then, and I hate it even more now. But,
oh, I hate it. This is top five movie.
Yeah,
worst movies I've ever seen.
Yeah, but the first one I think had more heart, and the first one I thought was done a little bit better. It's not saying much. It still I didn't think was a great movie, but it was better than this by far.
I guess for an hour, I got to see Amsterdam. I got to see Holland.
Yeah,
on screen. That's something good too.
Yeah,
there you
I mean,
go.
He took it there. It wasn't like a cheap reproduction of Amsterdam.
Yeah,
they were in Holland.
They were in Holland,
so which is great.
Yeah,
whether that's a paid vacation for him or you know just their excuse to go and do whatever.
Yeah,
we got to see a lot of great like scenery and like interiors and stuff. So, doesn't make you want to see the first one?
No. You notice I'm really quick on these answers?
Yeah. I said it makes me want to burn every copy of this and the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Two words. Good riddance.
Mm, finally had the time of your life. I would say money whore.
Yeah, true.
This is a money grab movie.
Money China.
This is a money China movie. This is a money grab movie.
Yeah.
A money penis movie. Whatever you want.
Yeah.
This was, we caught something good in the first one. Let's make a second one.
Yeah.
Let's have a paid vacation in Europe.
Yeah, I might
Adam,
even...
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No.
I was going to say the other thing I would say probably a tribute to this one, or for two words, is insults abound.
Yeah. Yes.
Because it's I feel like they took the...
It's not like I'm like ultra sensitive or like you can't say that. You can't with comedy. Do you know what I mean? I've said stuff on this podcast that, you know, is kind of, ooh, maybe I shouldn't have, or maybe I should have questioned it.
Yeah.
But these are very racist, homophobic. This whole movie is just... If I could if this movie was a person, I'd punch it.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Sexist, homophobic, racist. Yeah. Everything about this movie is not that good.
No. It's cheap. Do I believe Rob Schneider
is a good person? Yeah, I do. I probably think he's a wonderful person. Do you think? I think the best part of this movie was Elle King was not in this movie, and then she got to go do a couple more albums.
She was in the first one.
She was a Girl Scout.
Girl Scout in the first one. Yeah.
Yeah.
The best thing that Rob Schneider ever created was Elle King.
Was having intercourse, was probably doing a gigolo thing with London King and creating Elle King.
Yeah,
so there you go. Yeah. Well, you've been deuced on that one.
Well, I want to ask you another question here. So since we're on our double deuce, what are because obviously we've talked about, you know, 22 movies, like, had a little special thing in there. We've had all sorts of, you know, experiences now. What can you give me two words that sum up your experience doing the Deuce podcast so far?
Me? You're putting me on the spot.
Yeah, I know.
Like, ultimate fun. I'm having the funnest time doing this with you. And I get to do it with you, which is wonderful. And we get to have guests on. We just have to have so much fun. So I guess that's my two words.
Yeah, I put unforgettable experience.
Aww.
Because, again, you know, here we are. Mm-hmm. We have to do these things together.
Right. And I'll never forget you making me watch this damn movie.
But you know, we've gotten to do this with friends. We've met new people like Sister George.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've done all sorts of things here. You know, I think part of what, when we set out to do this, we talked with each other and said, we don't want to be just like the standard watch and bash kind of things, because there's too many things.
Yeah,
it's easy
I guess
to
we
do
kind
sometimes.
Of bashed this movie a little bit.
Well, we did, but we've done that to other movies too. But we also try to find the little grain of positivity, Norm MacDonald in my case. You know, we try to pull a grain of something out of there, but this one just happened to be harder than the others. Not because it was, I think with like Independence Day or stuff like that, it was hard because it just was like all over the place, and it was kind of...
I'll give Daddy Day Camp like an Academy Award over this movie.
But this movie, I think the reason I had trouble with this movie is because it's not that it's just like poorly made or conceived or whatever. It's just like the jokes.
There's nothing
and things,
I can grab.
Well, the jokes and everything on here took it to a different level. Daddy Day Camp may have had poop jokes, but this thing had like really racist and homophobic
themes. I wasn't
offended
when I watched Daddy Day Camp.
Yeah, exactly.
But
it
this
was just
movie
more
I
like
really
a,
was.
Yeah. And so I think that's why the difference is here with me.
And again, I'm not like one of those people that you shouldn't be able to say certain things or shouldn't make jokes about certain things.
Well, in the right
you
context,
can do whatever you want. You can make this movie. Go ahead. But then be prepared when people are like, you know, you're kind of a little homophobic racist for doing this movie. And if you don't think that, then you don't know comedy very well.
Yeah.
You can write funny jokes about... This is going to sound bad. You can write funny jokes about gay people or funny jokes about minorities and not be racist, not be homophobic.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? You just chose the easy way.
Yeah. So, exactly.
That's the way it is.
But I think I've had a great experience just working with others. We were working with you every week, of course. But, you know, our friends who joined
us
and been able to look at some of these things and to get other perspectives It's been really great, and I continue to, I look forward to more episodes coming up.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that. That means the world to we didn't do this to have a million people listen to it.
Yeah.
We didn't do it to have, you know, we just did it because we enjoy doing it. I like making people laugh. You like making people laugh. Mm-hmm. I like talking about movies. You like talking about movies. Mm-hmm. So that's why we did it. So, well, this is our 22nd episode.
Yep.
2-2.
2-2.
So we are going to come back, and we're going to have a lot more. We're going to do a lot more cross promotion. Not cross promotion, but what do you call that?
Like crossover episodes.
Yeah, crossover episodes with a couple more podcasts that we have that we listen to that we know.
So within the next month, we'll have an episode coming up. Well, in September, we have I believe we're going to do a cross promotion. God, now you got me doing it. We're going to do a crossover episode with the Psychosemantic podcast, mm-hmm. Where they focus a lot on politics and things like that. So we're going to do a crossover with them. Then we're also going to have a crossover with Cinema Psyops in October.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I'm trying to line up with some other podcasts as well.
Yeah, we have some others that we're planning that we should be coming up to. But, you know, we have all sorts of great things
coming
up. We'll
be coming back with a series of movies. It's actually a series of Robin Dunn movies. Robin Dunn, we've decided, is the king of the deuces, because he has done a lot of direct-to-video deuces. But American Psycho 2.
Yep.
Bone? No. Skulls
2.
I would say Bones.
Bones.
Bones. Skulls 2.
Yeah, American Psycho 2, Bones 2, Cruel Intentions 2.
Cruel Intentions 2. Yep. Yeah.
So we all have those.
I'm excited
out.
About that one. No.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that.
And Robin Dunn, son of Griffin Dunn.
Griffin Dunn. Yeah. So Robin Dunn, if you're listening, we hope you are. But you're probably not.
He's a funny guy though.
I think he's hilarious.
Canada had a version of the Match Game.
The Match Game.
And Robin Dunn would show up on there. And I only knew him from the sequels before.
We love you, Robin Dunn.
But when I saw him on there, he's hilarious. So
I think he's funny.
It'll be good. We'll have lots of fun stuff to say.
I think
about
he's quick on his feet.
Yeah.
You know, there you go. You might remember him. He was on
Dawson's Creek.
No, he was on Dawson's Creek, but he was on Dead Like Me.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
He played George's boyfriend for a little bit.
There you go. So you've been deuced, but where can people find this? Where can people download this? Where can people share it? Where can people do a Filipino expo? I don't even know what is that called.
What?
I don't know. What was their Portuguese? I'm sorry.
The Portuguese breakfast.
Do a Portuguese breakfast.
I'm not gonna get one to the Portuguese breakfast.
Okay.
Also, why would a Portuguese breakfast have Canadian bacon? Anyway,
no clue.
You can find us at thedeucepodcast.podbean.com. You can listen to us at Stitcher. You can download us on iTunes or Google Play Music. So we're available through all those, or anywhere else that you can download an RSS feed. But definitely go to our Facebook page, ask to join there, and you can find all of our updates, things that we're putting out there, surveys, upcoming events, different opportunities out there for all of our fans, which I'm still trying to make sure. I'm still trying really hard to get Deuce Bags to be the name of our fans.
They are. They're Deuce Bags.
Deuce Bags.
All you Deuce Bags out there, go and promote us.
It's catching on.
It's catching on.
So
at least two people right here. There
so,
you go.
Yeah, definitely.
Sweeping the nation.
Go out there, you know, refer to your friends, tell people about us. You know, word of mouth, we want to keep things going. So, so thank you for joining us for our first 22 episodes.
First 22. And remember.
Me?
Remember.
Oh, wow.
Remember.
The sequel is king.
Wow, you got it correct this time.
Yay.